I think that's a good message. Rise up. Keep on doing what you love. Today I want to share with you what I love, and that's the heart of my ministry here at UUCPA. That's the importance of religious education to all of us, no matter what our age is. It's not a coincidence that we are all here today. It's not a coincidence that we are sitting here in a UU church rather than some other church. A major reason why we are here is because Unitarian Universalists are the ones who ask questions. Am I right? Yeah. I think being learners is a key part of our identity as Unitarian Universalists. Through the generations, we share our love of learning, our curiosity about the world, and our tendency, sometimes to people's chagrin, to ask many, many questions. Our understanding of the world, they grow through these questions, and we often don't answer our questions throughout the years, but find that our search for wisdom in this life arises to more questions. So we know this about us. We are a curious and question-asking people. We are a people of many, many books, and no matter what age we are, we love to learn. A couple of years ago, the people of the Adult Religious Education Committee changed the name of the committee to Adult Learning Journey to recognize the nature of learning. It's my pleasure to serve as the staff liaison for that committee to expand upon our reasoning behind this name change. It was to modernize our committee's approach to religious education, to realize that religious education isn't just limited to a lecture-style class for adults, that adults, just like kids, learn in many different ways, whether that be in a classroom setting or in a hands-on interactive workshop outside, a nature walk, a group art project, a film discussion. Life itself offers us a buffet of ways to engage with what sustains us. And ALJ in our mission is working to reflect that in our offerings. So if this committee interests you or you have a class idea, something that you're passionate about, please reach out to me or any of our fabulous ALJ folks. Teaching is the best way to learn. So if you came to an ALJ class on the fourth Sunday in Fireside Room, sometimes the fifth Sunday, like this week, you could have a variety of experiences. We've had forums for city council members. We've had interviews with congregants who have worked on the federal level in this time of chaos, workshops on grief, lectures from public health superstars on the health experiences of LGBTQ+ folks and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Enneagram, and even the secret of Trader Joe's, led by congregants and ministers and invited speakers. Our offerings are as varied as the congregants in this congregation ourselves, and they're all connected to the mission of this church. And this programming of ALJ, it's designed to be a well for you, to offer you different ways to refill your heart, your spirit, to be able to take a breath and face the times that we are living in. Chalices, they aren't just for fire. They are for the waters of the spirit, for you to take a sip and drink in the vastness, the wonders of this momentary existence of being alive. So we talked about adults. Now let's talk about the children and the youth and their experience of religious education here. We know that we adults, we're pretty curious, but what about our kids? What about the youth? So, in our Sunday school, our religious education classes, sit still, be quiet, hey, listen. That's not what we do. Our classes are interactive. There's a lot going on. There's different activities to engage with learning in different ways. And there are also, you guessed it, so many questions. Giving kids chances to experience our values, to experience a supportive, safe environment, to ask as many questions as they want, gives kids the opportunity to make meaning and to understand our ever increasingly vast and complex interconnected world. So one example I want to give to you is last year we had our kids' town hall. And this is what we did in for our spring project instead of Judean Village that year. Because we were in the face of the oncoming election. And so the CYRE committee felt that it was of crucial importance at this moment in time to teach kids really about the value of the democratic process and why democracy is such an important value for us UUs. So over the weeks, our children learned about democracy from folks involved in elections in our community. And we ended our class with a vote. The whole process was had the kids engaged at every level, from deciding the candidates to vote counting. Our election was for our class party. What would the snacks be? And now, it was a tight election. It was neck and neck, but cupcakes and chocolate milk came out as the winners. And it seems very silly sometimes, you know, voting on cupcakes and drinks, writing out votes with crayon, dropping them in cardboard decorated ballot boxes. But this experience is foundational for kids because it shows kids that democracy and this way of voting in the way that voting is a way for groups to make fair decisions and that their votes really do matter. So we know this. UU children, UU youth, and UU adults are curious learners. But what happens when we put our kids and our youth together to learn? Well, this past year, CYRE, Children, Youth, Religious Education, and Reverend Amy held parallel neighboring faiths class for both middle schoolers and adults. So our middle school class was led by Linda Hennigan, Jane Correa, and our pianist today, Sean. And they also, in this class, they studied several world religions, including Catholicism, Judaism, Hinduism, Sikhism. And while they were doing that, at the same time, Reverend Amy led the same program with adults in our congregation. And at the end of each religious unit, the adults and the youth went together on an in-person visit to nearby communities of each religion. There, they participated in both the worship experience and the life of the communities. They also had the opportunity to talk with clergy and lay people. And both our UU youth and our UU adults asked about equal amounts of questions to our host, who kindly answered them from the warmness of their hearts. Both kids and adults got to know their neighbors. Now, while both groups learned about the religion through aesthetics and worship styles, the kids' class, the youth class, it was more focused on the tactile experience of being in that time, in that space, in that community of religious worship. And the adults went deeper into the more of the historical, the social aspects of each religion. The adults were more academic, while the youth were more focused on how does it feel to be here now, in this community, with these people. So as I was considering what to say this morning, I thought about how we live in a different world today since the November election. As Tolkien wrote, like Frodo, we don't wish to live in these times. But we as Unitarian Universalists have decided what to do with the time that is given to us. I'm so proud that our denomination and our congregation continues to proudly and lovingly support communities that now face even greater oppression, such as trans people. I really hope that many of you will attend today's seminar on how to better support trans rights and individuals here at UUCPA and in the larger world. Like in Judean Village, like in the time of Jesus, today, it remains truly radical to love your neighbor. So, what am I asking of you today? Do I want you to attend every ALJ class? Please, that would be great. Do I want you to read more books? That would be great too. But most of all, I want you to continue doing what you're doing, to continue being a part of this congregation and our Unitarian Universalist movement. We are a learning and we are a growing community. We do that by teaching each other. By keeping our community strong, we provide a place for the next generation of question askers to feel safe and valued for their questions. In whatever way you support this community, you're helping this generation and the next generation to keep asking those curious, fierce, and kind questions. Your involvement in this community supports this community to keep us learning, to keep us growing, and to keep our Unitarian Universalist faith alive. May it be so.